Be'ezer Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Edus, the Laws of Testimony, in the Sefer Shreifa, Book of Judges, which we continue the theme of the previous parakim regarding invalidations for witnesses, specifically in this parak, continuing to discuss regarding someone who's invalid because of committing a sin, and as he could repent to become requalified as a witness. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding this invalidation of witnesses. So, Kol Nifsel Ba'Avera, whoever becomes invalidated by committing a sin, if two witnesses testified regarding him, that he committed that sin, even though they didn't warn him, and hence, so it doesn't get lashed of that sin, but he's apostle, ultimately he committed a sin, and he's invalid for testimony as a Rasha. Now, but Medrash, when do we say that? Only if he violated things, which are widespread and well-known in the Jewish people, that it's a sin. He swore falsely, or lashav, or in vain, or gazel, or he robbed, or he ganav, or he stole, or he ate an animal that wasn't properly slaughtered. Okay, it's about similar things like that. But if, let's say, witnesses saw him, that he violated something which is very close to maybe the person having been in error, then they have to warn him, and then he's going to be invalid. So let's say you see him making a knot, or untying a knot on Shabbos. You have to first notify him that this is desecrating the Shabbos. Because most of the people, they don't know this. So if they see him doing any other forbidden activity on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you have to notify him that today is Shabbos. Because maybe he forgot this halacha. So too, if someone's always gambling, or someone became a tax collector, or a collector that he adds on for himself, the witnesses have to notify him that if he's going to do this, he's invalid for testimony, as we explained in the previous parakim, because most people don't know that this is something that's wrong to become invalidated as a witness. It's anything similar like this. Well, culture double the rule of it is called Aveira. Any sin shadvarim manim la edim shazayad shuda shabav bezadin, that if the indicating features are to the witnesses, that this guy knows that what he's doing is wicked and that he's doing it deliberately, avabishli hisra, but even though they didn't warn him how he's apostle edis, he's going to be invalid for testimony, even though he doesn't get lashes because he wasn't warned. Now, halacha beis regarding what happens if the person to disqualify himself for testimony because he's a wicked person. So, ein odem nifsel ba'aveda piatzma. A person cannot become invalidated to be a witness for a sin that he committed based on his own testimony. Ketzer haso. Harish Rabbalabazin. Someone comes to court. Vaman, he says, Shagana by Gazel. He robbed, he stole, or he held the or he lent on interest. So, afavisha mishalma piatzma, even though he's going to be liable to pay based on his own testimony because he just didn't commit edim domi, admission of the person himself is like 100 witnesses. But ein and nifsel, he will not become invalidated from being a witness. Let's say he says he ate non-kosher or he committed a forbidden cohabitation with a woman. He's not invalidated until there's two witnesses. A person cannot make himself a wicked person because he's considered a relative to himself. And the Torah invalidated relatives for testimony. Therefore, Reuven, if you have this person Reuven, Shimon testified on him that he lent on interest. The hate Levi, and then Levi testified, and he says, Li hilv b'ribis, and yeah, he lent money to me on interest. So, interesting thing happens as follows. Hadi Reuven nifsel be'ed Shimon b'Levi. So Reuven becomes invalidated from the testimony of Shimon and Levi. Shimon said he lent an interest, and Levi says, yeah, I was the one. So he's obviously testifying regarding him too. Alpha pisha de hoida Levi shalav b'ribis, even though that really Levi that was saying that he lent him on interest, he cannot make himself wicked to actually be believed that he actually borrowed the money on interest. But the neman al Reuven, but neman al Hatzmai. He's believed in regards to Reuven, but he's not believed regards to himself. What's the Talmudic principle known as Pagin and Deburi? We actually split his words. Regarding Reuven, we believe him, but regarding himself, we don't believe him. And Mechay Mishahed, so if someone testified, Chaplain Nirvoi, that someone sodomized him. Bein Ba'ansai Shal Nirba, whether he was forced, or Bein Mitzayni, whether they did it willingly. Huva Achim and Starfan Laharge. Him, the victim, so to speak, and someone else will combine to execute the Reveya, the one who sodomized him, because even though when he's saying that he did it willingly, it makes him wicked, and he's not believed to testify that because the person cannot make himself into a wicked person, but we're saying he's believed regarding the other person, not regarding himself, and we believe him that the person did it to him, but not necessarily to him. Of course, we only believe that part of the story, but that would be enough to combine with another person to hold that other person liable. Let's say someone says, Pliny Baal Ishti. that man committed adultery with my wife. Huva achim starvan lahargei. Him and someone else will combine as witnesses together to execute that person. Avaloi laharga, but not to execute his wife, because regarding his wife, he's a relative and he's not believed regarding his wife. And the case of something like this that we will say palgina diburi. Now, let's say Pelayni Rav Ashari, that man sodomized my ox. So Huva achim starvan lahargei. Him and someone else will combine to kill the reveya and the animal. Because he don't have to say plagin deburi, because it's not considered relative to your money, and therefore, just like the animal gets executed when a human being commits bestiality with the animal, he could testify regarding his animal. Now, Halacha Gimel continues regarding coming back to recertify oneself as a valid witness. So shnayim sheidu al echad shu pasal ba'aveira me'elu aveira. So let's say two people come and they testify that this person committed one of the sins, of these sins that we mentioned that would invalidate him from being a witness. But then evo shnayim be'idu shasad shuvah v'chasal ba'aveira. Then two witnesses came along and says yes, but he repented and he returned now to the faithful ways. Oichalok, where he got lashes, which as we'll see shortly, that brings you back also. Or he's a kasha, so then he's going to be valid for a witness. Avlon bo shnayim be'chishim ba'amru. Let's say, it's not that they said he did tshuva. It's just another pair of witnesses came along and actually refuted the first witnesses, and they said, "No, loyosaver is duvelinif." So he did not commit the sin, and did not become invalidated. So he's a suffic puzzle. So this is a doubt if he's invalid or not. Lefika chliyoy, therefore he should not testify. And ve'emitim moman be'edusai, because we cannot extract that. Although we don't know if he's invalid, but at the same time he cannot go ahead and create some element, something else out of doubt, so he cannot extract money with his testimony. And also, since he cannot testify, he's not a judge such a case either. Until you know definitively that he repented. And here you don't know definitively because it's a contradictory pair of witnesses. Halacha dal, komishin schayv malkis. Now, whoever's liable for lashes, bein shasa tshuva, we're in the situation, let's say, where there's no warning or lacking one of the requirements to give lashes, where it's enough just to do repentance. Or bein shalaka bebez, now whether he actually got lashes in court, so chayz lekashrusa, that itself brings him right back to re-authorize him to be a witness. Of a sharp psuli edus. But regarding other invalidations of testimony, shem psulim that are invalidations of shemamin, shechamsa, shegosa, because the money that was extorted or that was robbed, then even when they paid up the money, you still have to have repentance. But in psulim, they're going to consider invalid until you know definitively that they repented from their evil ways. Halacha hei, chazaras malvin beribis. From when it's considered of having repented from someone who lent on interest, when they tear up their documents on their own, and that they do a full-fledged repentance, that they're not going to lend money in interest, even for the Gentiles, which often is permitted, here you have to go to the other extreme to show that you're really not going back to your old ways. Similarly, what's considered having repented from being a gambler? Because that's someone who's invalid as a witness. When do we consider having done full-fledged tshuva? It's when they break their dice, that they totally repent, they're not going to gamble even without money. Halacha zayin, meimisei chazaras mafricha yoin. What's considered repented from those who fly their doves to catch other people's doves and steal them? Meshiz b'res hakelim shetzadim, when they break the vessels that they could use to trap birds. And v'yachzavam chazar gemur, they do a full-fledged repentance, shafilu b'midbali yasu, that even in the desert, which is a hefker place, see a lot of trap doves, that no, even though there's no owners over there, he's not going to do any more of this trapping of doves in general. What's considered repenting for those who are the merchants of Shemitah, which you're not allowed to sell or pay with Shvius, but they would gather and sell it. Is when it comes to the next Shemitah year and they're inspected and they see they're not doing any of this. And Velichazar's Dvar Milvah, it's not only repenting with words. Elokaisiv, he writes, Ani pleni ben pleni, me, this person, the son of this person, Kanasti, Messiah, Mezuz, Mepere, Shavis, I gathered 200 Zuz from the Shemitah produce. Varim Nesunim, Bematon, Lanim, and they're given over as a gift to the poor people. He actually does action that will verify that he has fully repented. Halochates, Memesachazar's Hamel Bechuva, Beshvua. When is the repentance of someone who misappropriates in the halachas of taking oaths? Is Meshiv the Besdin? She'ain makir nice. He comes to court that doesn't recognize him, and therefore he could do his false oath thing. No, v'yamlem, he says to them, chashrani, I'm suspected. Let's say he was obligated in an oath in a court that doesn't recognize him, regarding a significant amount of money. Yishalim l'yitzli shaveya. He'll pay and he's not going to want to swear? Oh, that's a chazar gemura. to a butcher, that he would check out his own kashrus in his butcher store, and he would sell. And it turns out he was selling not kosher that happened in his store. So he's including those who eat not kosher, which, because he sold not kosher, shem sun leedus, which are invalid for testimony. It is apostle Edis, he's going to be invalid for testimony until it's visible from his actions, that he regrets his actions. How so? He'll cloak himself with, he's going to dress and cloak himself in dark clothing. He's going to go to a place that doesn't recognize him. He's going to return a lost object in a significant amount of money. So obviously, he's retracted from his lust for money, which would impel him to sell not kosher food. Or he's actually going to get rid of a trefa that was a significant amount of loss of money, and he went and he sold it off to non-Jews, that shows that he's fully repentant. So too, let's say there was a witness that was shown to have been lying in regarding his testimony. Then he goes to a place that they don't recognize him. And they give him a significant amount of money to testify falsely, and he doesn't want it, and he refuses it. Whereas Asa Tshuva, B'chazal HaKashrut, so he's obviously repented and he's come back to his previous upstanding positioning. Anything like this would then allow him to then become an aid.